The Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory is heading out bush for a series of meetings in remote Indigenous communities. Today, the commissioners are flying north from Darwin to the Tiwi Islands, where Tiwi youth workers are already working on solutions for diverting young people away from the criminal justice system. But as Sarah Everingham reports from Warramyanga community on Bathurst Island, there is concern that the commission has not done enough to let people know the meeting is on.
Two nights a week, 26-year-old Tiwi Islander Patrick Heenan works on community night patrol, helping keep people on the Tiwi Islands safe. Part of the job is encouraging kids on the street at night to go home.
That's where you see a lot of the kids, you know, hanging around on the roads late at night, you know, after 9 or 10 o'clock, even afterwards.
By day, Patrick Heenan works as a youth diversion officer and has seen vulnerable young people end up in a cycle of reoffending.
I'm usually dealing with kids that have been through the court system and then they're sort of sent to myself as a person to keep in touch with and get them doing programs, getting them to understand what they've done, making them sort of responsible for themselves. The parents have to take responsibility as well, because we can only do so much, but it has to be a two-way street where we're all working together.
Patrick Heenan believes that in some cases the diversion program has worked.
Young lady previously that was on diversion, but has now completed her diversion with us and is wanting to do better things now. She previously used to get angry and she came a long way in terms of walking away.
His colleague and relative Deanne Rioli runs youth programs for the Tiwi Islands Regional Council. She's also trying to find ways to prevent Tiwi children from entering the criminal justice system.
We're looking at establishing a youth council to see if we can sort of build on their development and leadership roles, because we have really good kids in this community, a lot of good people, but unfortunately, a lot of them are easily led astray, or like a lot of them are doing stuff for attention, I think. Or they're either looking for attention or looking to escape from home life or whatever it is. If we can try reach out to the younger ones and support them, I think that's the best we could do for them.
When the Royal Commission visits the Tiwi Islands today, the Chief Executive of the Tiwi Regional Council, Marion Scrimger, will urge the commissioners to build on the work already being done. Marion Scrimger's a former Northern Territory Deputy Chief Minister and was once the Territory's Minister for Child Protection.
Look, I hope that, you know, we can get some tangible outcomes for Aboriginal people and communities, particularly young people, because that's what the focus of this Royal Commission was about. But I think if we look at, well, what are some of the solutions going forward, that'll change the dynamics. And let's put some solutions on the table and let's hope that government, through the Royal Commissioners, actually looks at those recommendations in terms of those young people and their futures a bit more seriously than they have in the past.
Chief Executive of the Tiwi Islands Regional Council, Marion Scrimger, ending Sarah Everingham's report.